This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Mali, the government now says at least 54 people have been killed in a jihadist attack on the army in the north of the country. The original death toll in the Friday assault was 15. The new violence is expected to further raise tensions in the capital, Bamako, where military families have protested what they say is inadequate protection for army troops. Hong Kong police today are once again using tear gas as they try to break up the latest pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. This is the 22nd consecutive weekend of protests. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau warns that Beijing will absolutely not permit any behavior encouraging separatism or endangering national security. It also claimed that foreign powers were interfering in the affairs of Hong Kong. U.S. President Donald Trump says a new trade deal with China is getting closer.
Well, we're moving along with the deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
American and Chinese negotiators were apparently looking towards signing an agreement at an economic summit in Chile later this month, but that event has been canceled because of anti-government street unrest. Mr. Trump says he is looking for an alternate signing location and offered a suggestion.
We're thinking about Iowa. I want to get the deal done first. But we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Security forces in Iraq are on alert after Friday's massive anti-government street demonstration in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, the largest in weeks of political turmoil. The death toll over the past month has put at 250, including five people who died Friday from wounds sustained earlier. Protesters are demanding an end to Iraq's widespread corruption, unemployment, and poor government services, and the crowds are calling for the replacement of the current government. The field of Democratic Party presidential hopefuls here in the United States is a bit less crowded this weekend. Beto O'Rourke, once seen as a star attraction in the race to unseat President Trump next year, is out. We get the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was in March when the former U.S. congressman from Texas announced his candidacy.
I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
At a campaign stop in June, O'Rourke vowed to unite the country.
I'm going to make sure that we bring everybody in. We don't allow our differences to divide us or to define us. And that's going to be that kind of campaign that defeats Donald Trump. It's going to be that kind of campaign that brings this country together.
But O'Rourke lagged in the polls in the crowded Democratic presidential field. His campaign struggled with fundraising in recent months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Countries, ASEAN, are meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, where the 94-year-old Prime Minister of Malaysia warns that the group must stick together in the face of the U.S.-China trade war. Adding to the group's anxieties, no sign yet of a finalized trade deal backed by China that could create the world's biggest free trade zone. According to Reuters, a summit final statement draft refers to deep concern over rising trade tensions and ongoing protectionist and anti-globalization sentiments. Export-reliant Southeast Asian states are seeing their 2019 regional growth drop to the lowest level in 5 years. Thailand's Foreign Affairs Minister Don Pramut Winay also talked about the ties between regional trust and security.
To achieve sustainable security, it's important to nurture trust and confidence in our region. This could be done through win-win cooperation to address transnational crime, such as illicit drugs trafficking and trafficking in persons, terrorism and violent extremism, cybersecurity and other non-traditional threats.
Back in the United States, firefighters continue battling wildfires in California, as forecasters warn of more dry winds that have fueled blazes in wide areas of the state. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes in the state. Despite calmer wind conditions, the Maria Fire north of Los Angeles by Friday had consumed close to 4,000 hectares, and 8,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes. Gene Randall, VOA News.